Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hello, everybody. This is Sean Suttner, news and feature writer for Search Health IT. I'm here with Chuck Christian, the new chairman of the board of directors of the College of Healthcare Information Management Executives, or CHIME. And we're going to talk a little bit about CHIME's agenda for 2015 and some other issues. Chuck, I'm wondering if you could just kind of outline the main issues on CHIME's docket for 2015.
Sure. Thanks, Sean. Thanks for the opportunity. Our docket basically is to support our membership, and a lot of that recently has been on the advocacy front, trying to help understand from a legislative and regulatory standpoint what the impact of some of the meaningful use and a lot of the other regulations that are coming out of Washington right now, and how that impacts particularly our peers related to that. You know, one of the things that we've worked on, you know, quite a bit is the Flex IT Act, which was, a bill to basically give us a 90-day EHR reporting period in 2015 for both eligible providers and eligible hospitals. And this bill was instituted by Representative Renee Elmers, from North Carolina. We appreciate her support. And as of today, we've garnered about 25 bipartisan, co-sponsors for that bill. But more than likely, that's going to have to be, now that the new Congress is seated, that'll have to be reinstituted. So I think that, you know, we'll continue to work on that. But as part of that is, in December, we had 30 members of the House of Representatives, you know, both Republican and Democrat, that signed onto a letter to the Secretary Burwell, talking about asking for immediate action related to the 2015 reporting period. So there's a lot of interest in that in Washington, D.C., and we're going to continue to work with our membership and other professional associations on that as well. The other thing, I don't know if you saw this in the mail the other day, in the email the other day, is that the State Street policy formations have been sent to the White House and the Office of Budget Management for scoring. And so, you know, we're kind of waiting for that to come out so we can, you know, take a look at those and we can respond appropriately, you know, related to what those proposed rules making will be and what the implications might be for our membership and the rest of the industry. You know, some of the other things that we were working on, and, you know, we had partnered with ONC on a patient matching process some time back, and we will continue to work on that front because one of the things is that I'm passionate about is, you know, positive patient identification. If we're not giving the patients the right information and associating the right medical records with the appropriate people, you know, we're basically, you know, continuing to create containers of information. The other thing that's very important that we'll be working on is cybersecurity, is making sure that as we move more and more of the information out electronically, that we don't have an impact because we haven't thought about the security pieces. And then, of course, you know, patient safety and the regulatory oversight related to, you know, the FDA and some of the other federal organizations that are looking at how they regulate healthcare IT like a medical device. And we're looking at that, and of course we have ICD-10 that's sitting out there. And that's some of the, you know, from the advocacy standpoint that we're working on. But then we've got some new organizational initiatives that we're working with our board and other members. And, you know, one of those is International CHIME. We've been asked by several folks in Europe and the Middle East to come over and do some presentations and create some opportunities for them to learn from us and for us to learn from them. We have, over the last year, CHIME, in partnership with HIMSS, has participated in three different countries, including the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and the United Arab Emirates. And those presentations and the information was very well received, and we've been asked to come back and do more. So we're going to continue to look at how do we participate and offer those solutions. The other one we were working on is a thing that we've termed the Performance Institute. And you know, what we're going to be doing is hoping to capitalize on the discovery and the rolling out of best practices. I mean, a lot of our time is spent networking with our members and each other about, you know, how did you do this, and you know, what's the best practice for that. And so we're going to kind of formalize it a little bit and create an opportunity for our members to share that information among themselves. And so we, so you don't have to kind of repave the cow path every time you want to do something. And the other one we're working on is data analytics. Is coming up with some analytical services related to it's designed by healthcare information technology professionals for use for HIT professionals. And so those are some of the things that, that are on the short agenda right now. That we have a couple of partnerships that we can talk about too, if you'd like to.
Yeah, I was going to ask you a little bit later about those, but I'd like to get back to the Flexit bill and Chime's request to HHS to kind of slow down meaningful use, if you want to put it that way, or return to the 90-day reporting period. How optimistic are you that the federal officials will, you know, listen to the concerns of health IT CIOs?
Well, I wouldn't call it slowing down. The only thing what we're doing is we're asking for an appropriate reporting period. Because I think that we found, if you look at the numbers of organizations that were able to successfully attest for stage two, the numbers are very, very small. In my organization, we were able to do that. But I'll tell you that stage one was related to getting the technology in and making sure that we had a majority of the organizations, both physician practices and hospitals, that had the electronic health records in place. Stage two is all about learning how to use those and modifying the work processes in order to ensure that we're using those appropriately. Much, much harder task than was originally, stage one. And so it's taking us far more time than we thought in order to roll out some of the business practices and redesign some of the workflows. The other thing that we've had added to stage two is some of the requirements that we're actually having to engage our patient populations more, and we're being held accountable for their behavior once they leave our facilities and our offices. And so, that takes some time to figure out, all the new things that go on with it. So you ask how optimistic I am about it. We've been, kind of one of the champions or cheerleaders, if you will, of this approach for some time because, we are the ones that are having to do it, so we really truly understand how difficult it is. I think if you'll ask anybody at CMS or ONC that we've worked with directly, I don't think they classify those of us from Chime that have talked to them as a bunch of whiners that is looking for a handout. What we're doing is wanting to take an appropriate approach in order to make sure that we get this right, because one of the things that I'm concerned about and have been concerned about from the very beginning is if we just look at these things as we're checking off a box just to get this objective met and that objective met, then we're not really streamlining the operation to take advantage of the technology. We're just adding work. And so we're trying to make sure that we take an appropriate approach and to do this. And I will tell you that getting that 90-day attestation period, getting it nailed down so we can hit all the marks and hit all the thresholds, was extremely difficult because as meaningful use is set right now, is that either you do them all and if you miss one, you fail, which is you don't get an attaboy for trying. You get no E for effort. You either do or you don't. It's kind of like in Star Wars where he's learning there is no can, there is only do.
Thank you so much for being on this podcast with Search Health IT, and we wish you good luck in 2015.
I appreciate the opportunity, and we can do this again later in the year. I'd look forward to it.
I would too. Thanks again, Chuck Christian, Chairman of the Board of Directors of Chime.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit searchhealthit.com. Thank you.